You're listening to SBS News.
For these children, the Indian border state of Assam is the only home they've ever known. But they and millions like them now face an uncertain future. The Indian government has published a national register of citizens for the 33 million residents of Assam. People have been forced to prove their connection to the state goes back to before 1971, when conflict in what was then East Pakistan sent millions fleeing across the border. Local resident Richu Hussain was one of the lucky ones.
It felt really good after seeing that the names of my family members have been included in the National Register of Citizens. The name of my husband and my child are there.
But it's the approximately 4 million names left off the list that's causing the most concern. These villagers now face losing their citizenship, their voting rights, their land, and potentially their right to stay in the country.
This is our country. I grew up here. I studied here. I got married here. How come we are not Indians?
The government says the list is needed to weed out illegal Bangladeshi immigrants with forged documents who are living in plain sight amongst the population. But others see this as a crackdown on Muslim residents by the country's Hindu nationalist government. Ripun Bora from the Indian National Congress Party in Assam says the figures of illegal immigrants are being exaggerated.
This figure is very high figure. It is very surprising. It is unbelievable because there is no such number of illegal infiltrators in Assam.
The country's Home Minister, Rajnath Singh, says those left off the list will have the chance to appeal.
Every person will get enough opportunities to claim or put up an objection. There is a provision of this in the law and everyone will get a full opportunity to get their case heard.
But those assurances have done little to calm the fears of residents.
They're openly threatening to get rid of Muslims. What happened to the Rohingyas in Myanmar could happen to us here.
Security has been stepped up across the state, which has seen communal tensions break out into violence in the past. Johnny Blackali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.